The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind the current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about economy season.
Well, paying Santa Claus's bill is harder this year, and not just because of higher prices for gifts. You may have noticed fewer part-time job openings leading into this holiday season, either on storefront doors or online job sites. It's not just you. For hundreds of thousands of Americans who seek part-time holiday work, there's just not that much opportunity this year. According to workforce consultancy firm Challenger Gray and Christmas, American retailers have so far announced 573,000 seasonal positions, the worst showing since 2013. And this figure is only a modest decline from where things stood at this time last year, but it's a far cry from the nearly 1 million people that retailers were seeking by November of 2021, more than 800,000 in 2019 and 2020, and more than 700,000 in 2018. Social networking and business website LinkedIn recently reported a 50% drop in seasonal job postings on its site compared to the same July through October period last year. And job search engine Indeed recently reported a 6% drop in posts for seasonal jobs nationwide compared with 2022, but a 19% increase in people looking for those jobs. Add it all up, and these are signs of a slowdown.
Go figure. Pandemic stimulus programs have finally run out, and everything is a lot more expensive than it was just 2 or 3 years ago.
Yes, and enough people want to work so they can spend more money this holiday season and thus power the economy. But now it's looking harder to find a seasonal job because businesses don't want to hire as much. Perhaps retailers can't afford the cost of more employees, or they're simply gun-shy about adding more expenses given economic uncertainty and the state of the U.S. consumer, or some combination. Whatever the reason may be, the point is retailers on balance this year don't seem to need as many seasonal workers to keep up with the demands of Santa Claus and his elves. We've gone from businesses not being able to find people to work to not wanting people to work. Take note, something has to give. Most likely, look for people spending less money, though also note the context. The economy is still coming off the stimulus highs of 2020 and 2021, which were abnormal. For instance, the National Retail Federation expects a holiday retail spending to grow at its pre-pandemic clip of 3% per year and to hit a new record total. But it also notes that seasonal hires should be down 40% from their 2021 highs. More and more, we can say again, what happened in the financial world during the pandemic, notably the 40-year high inflation that ensued, was a heck of a thing, if you consider the thing distorting and devaluating the worth of a dollar. According to a report published in Bloomberg, it now costs $119.27 for a family to buy the same goods and services it cost just $100 to buy in 2020.
That's nearly a 20% increase. Remember that the next time someone tells you inflation is dead.
Yes, real people live in a world where the actual price level, higher, matters more than the rate of change, which is still high. So for now, the market beats along, and we'll beat this drum again because it's important. For the past few weeks, bad news in the economy has translated into good news for stocks. Enough investors still expect the Federal Reserve to maintain its rate hiking pause as official inflation numbers continue to ease. The latest widely followed inflation gauge that the Fed prefers, the Personal Consumption Expenditures, or PCE index, it continued to show disinflation, and Americans still spending more money than the month before. Headline PCE showed a 3% year-over-year gain in October after three straight months at 3.4%. Core PCE, excluding food and energy, it rose 0.2% for the month, so it's about normal to hit the Fed's 2% annual target and 3.5% year-over-year. And the data showed consumer spending rising 0.2% for the month, too.
So, status quo on inflation, but maybe not jobs.
Uncle Sam also reported an uptick in continuing jobless claims, which is a proxy for the number of people receiving unemployment benefits after being laid off. This number rose to 1.93 million in the week that ended November 18, the highest level since late 2021, and higher than all the mainstream economists' estimates for the week. After declining in the middle of this year, the number of people receiving unemployment benefits has trended higher since September, up by nearly 270,000 people since early September. Three of the four major major U.S. indexes finished higher, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 1.4% to hit a new 2023 high. The benchmark S&P 500 index and small-cap Russell 2000 index closed roughly half a percentage point higher, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite Index was down slightly. Overall, stocks are still in longer-term uptrends. But, as we've said before, continued bad news for the economy, particularly the American consumer and the job market, will eventually turn to bad news for the markets in general, and the effects are typically felt in the market before the Fed can step in with rate cuts to rescue things. And if declining part-time holiday hiring is a sign of trouble for the overall U.S. unemployment rate in the future, that could be a catalyst for bad news in the economy turning into bad news for the markets in general.
Yikes. So how close are we? Let's delve into the numbers.
With 3.8% unemployment in September and 3.9% in October, there are a couple of ways this indicator could be triggered. First, unemployment could hit 4.2% in November to make a three-month average of 4% for a half a percentage point gain. Alternatively, the unemployment rate could gradually tick higher to average 4% over the next several months, which seems entirely possible. This isn't the only indicator that we are tracking, but if you care at all about the unemployment rate's influence on the economy and markets, this suggests a possible big turning point, or at least ramped up volatility early next year.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.